Opening statements are underway in the child molestation trial of Michael Jackson. In a courthouse in Santa Maria, California yesterday, the two sides painted very different pictures of the 46-year-old pop star. Prosecutors said he lured kids to his Disneyland-like ranch to molest them. The defense countered that Jackson is the victim of an extortion scheme. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Santa Maria.
Santa Barbara County District Attorney Tom Snedden is personally prosecuting the case against Jackson. For several hours yesterday, he described the evidence against the pop star, giving details for the first time in open court. Snedden portrayed Jackson as a sexually deviant man who constructed a fantasy land at his 2,800-acre ranch known as Neverland to perpetuate his criminal activities. Snedden says instead of giving kids cookies and milk and reading them bedtime stories, Jackson gave them wine and showed them internet porn sites. He told the jury that dozens of sexually explicit DVDs and magazines, including one with the alleged victim's fingerprints on it, were seized from Jackson's ranch. Snedden then described two occasions where Jackson molested the boy who had recently undergone cancer treatments. Once, the DA said the molestation was witnessed by the boy's younger brother. In addition to the physical evidence, the DA spent a lot of time detailing a documentary made by a British reporter, Martin Bashir, and shown on TV in 2003. In the film, the alleged victim is seen seated next to Jackson, as Jackson defends his practice of sharing a bed with young boys. Snedden says it was after the international broadcast of the documentary that Jackson and several of his employees, named as unindicted co-conspirators, began pressuring the boy and his family to publicly defend the pop star. Cameras are banned in the small courtroom and few seats are available to reporters. Most journalists are relegated to watching the proceedings in an overflow trailer. Maureen Orth, a Vanity Fair writer, was present in the courtroom. She said Snedden told jurors of an elaborate conspiracy perpetrated by Jackson and his employees to contain the bad press over the documentary.
And part of the damage control was keeping this family under wraps, getting them to rebut any notion that anything untoward had happened at Neverland. And he says that in their zeal to have this done, the family was falsely imprisoned and made to stay there against their will and even be sent to Brazil to live.
Jackson's lead defense attorney, Thomas Mesereau, however, painted a much different picture of the boy and particularly his mother. Mesereau says far from being victims, it was the family that victimized Jackson, preying on the pop star's generosity toward poor inner-city kids. Maureen Orth says the defense revealed that the mother had approached a number of celebrities for money on behalf of her cancer-stricken son, including Jay Leno, George Lopez, and Adam Sandler.
The defense clearly is saying that the family has a history of shaking down famous people. They wanted money. The mother particularly is being portrayed as a kind of a grifter who lied on numerous occasions on welfare applications, different places.
Mesereau said the mother lied to social workers about a $150,000 settlement she received from JCPenney after accusing security staff of beating her family and sexually assaulting her. The defense will continue its opening statements today. Then the prosecution is expected to call its first witness, the British documentarian and now ABC News reporter Martin Bashir. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Santa Maria, California.